No, but I appreciate the opportunity. I just had a few things on my mind, and especially it's an anniversary meeting of Piney Grove Primitive Baptist Church. You know, not just this building, but the church of Piney Grove. Those faithful believers that came together and caused this to happen. Well, it wasn't by their will, right? The Lord was in the matter. And the Lord had to be in the matter for it to still be here 175 years later. And that's the thing about people talk about a legacy. Well, if we're going to leave a legacy, the best thing for a legacy is for people to learn a lesson from it. Yeah. You know, my earliest remembrance of church is Piney Grove. We used to come down here because my grandparents were here, and you know, Mama's family's here, and we used to come and visit, and sometimes we'd stay there in the summers, and we'd always be in church. Doesn't matter what Sunday it was, we was going to be in church. Right. You know, and I see Nan and Grandpa going and going. And in later years, when I know that Grandpa had to get up and they had to start getting ready on Saturday to get ready to come to this church that they love so well. And I'm not preaching my grandpa or my grandma. I'm preaching the great God that they serve. Amen. That gave them the strength. And it taught this little boy a lesson. Even if I didn't realize it at the time. You know, I've often said about those that haven't been born of the Spirit, the unregenerate. Remember, they have a memory. Yeah. Now, I can't tell you a day or the time or the hour that I feel like the Lord blessed me with His Spirit. I kind of always thought I've always loved the Lord. But there's a time of conversion. There's a time where you feel like the Lord may be dragging you by the hair, kicking and screaming. But I can think back. I have wonderful memories that I can pull from. But I don't want to dwell on the past. I love to think about the past. I love to think about the past as like your rear view mirror. Why is it so much smaller than the windshield? Because we need to be looking forward. And what we do today matters. Because of the legacy that this church has been for such a long time. Those dear faithful brothers and sisters that came, no matter how much a struggle it was. I hear about Grandpa Bond coming in and walking those 10.5 miles. He was blind. What kind of dedication does that take to walk 10.5 miles to church? I tell you, it's hard enough to get some folks to go 10.5 miles in a nice vehicle. Amen. What's happened? What's happened? I'm so thankful for this church. I've considered Piney Grove my home church, pretty much my home life. You know, I hadn't lived here all that time, but Brother Thomas, I kind of feel like this is my home church. You know, Daddy being in the ministry, we moved around a lot. I've been a member at several different churches. But there's been one constant church. And I'm so thankful to still be a part of this church here. I was ordained in this church, and that'll hold a special memory in my mind and all the ones that are here. And you know what? I'm thankful for the members years ago. But I'm especially thankful for the members now.
Amen.
The ones that are here now. Because it's up to us. In Deuteronomy chapter, well, the last two verses of chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 32. The words of the Lord coming and says, "Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside from the right hand or to the left." Says, "Ye shall walk in the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess." He says, "Now, these are the commandments and statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land which you go to possess it.
that thou mayest fear the Lord thy God to keep all thy statutes and commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son's sons, and all the days in thy life, and that thou days may be prolonged. In the interest of time, I just want to skip on down to verse 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently, not half-heartedly, not slackfully, diligently teach them unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them, speak of this thing. Don't keep it to yourself, talk about it. Talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, when thou risest up. I'm so thankful for, yet again, the legacy this church has represented. Because of faithful old brothers and sisters, the pillars of the church, faithful saints, passing this down, diligently teaching the younger generation, the generation coming up. I would love for my grandchildren to be a member here at Piney Grove Church. If not a member, still knowing that they can go to Piney Grove Church and visit where Grandpa was at. I would love for that to be a thing. Not for my glory, but to the glory of God still being proclaimed in this place. And brother and sister, we're thankful for the anniversary of this church. But I hope and pray that we're still looking forward. Last weekend, my mind was on the armor of God. It's all for the front. It's all for us to be facing the battle, never retreating, never backing down, holding that shield of faith high, adorning that helmet of salvation, because our salvation is secure in our great God.
Yeah, amen.
That is where our hope is, and that is where our future lies, with Him, either here or in there. That's a wonderful thing to think of. Bow with me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for this church. I thank you so much for the faithful old brothers and sisters of old, Lord. I thank you so much for blessing them with the Spirit and blessing them with the unction to get up and trying to do what they possibly can. Lord, to preserving this place for us to have, Lord, and now it's our time. As we've heard during this weekend, it's our time to take on the baton and run this race with patience, Lord, but looking unto thee. Heavenly Father, help us all to keep our eyes and our minds and our hearts all focused on Thee. This is the only reason this church is still here, is because it's still following Your paths, Your ways, and looking unto You. Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for the wonderful memories I've had, and just in my